All right. We have Bruce and then Janet. And let me just point out here, it's 3:02. We agreed we would have this end at 3:13, so please be cognizant of the time. All right, Bruce.
I'm gonna say something that's kind of like separate from the like previous discussions. I just happen to think that this is a golden opportunity to get listeners involved and have like a two-way conversation. So, you know, one of the things is I noticed like on the Facebook page there really isn't much publicity about the CAB meeting, about the show. It might even be worth forking a Facebook page that's just about this show so people could start having discussions on the page prior to the meeting. Secondly, Brian Lehrer on WNYC makes really heavy use of Twitter. Like during his show, he'll read off, you know, what people tweeted. So that's another thing that you guys might want to try. And I think maybe the solution to the, you know, the listeners that go on, and that guy that you're talking about does the same thing at the CAB meeting. So, you know, new listeners go to the top of the queue. So if you're a new caller, you go to the top of the queue. And if you haven't called in before, you go to the top of the queue. The final thing is, I think, since everybody here is really familiar with governance and the issues, I think most of the listeners are kind of lost because they don't understand what it is they're supposed to be talking about. So you might want to start the show saying, you know, this is supposed to be about this. They still won't understand it. You know, and I think they figure it's a call-in show, so I can talk about, like, you know, what I want. Yeah, and that's about it. All right, I'm done.
Janet, you're next.
Yeah, to your last point, Bruce, is terrific. That's exactly right. That's why I think is the word facilitator? Who is the guy who moderates? What's the name of that person?
Facilitator. That's
facilitator.
Correct.
I think also, yes, a point should be made in opening statements that directs the listeners to keep to such and such topic or question. And that might take a little time to work out, to sort out how we can produce it from an internal mechanism so that everybody is more focused on the same invisible ball. I think 7 to 9 is fine. I mean, it's great, especially if it would be the same time every month. I want to say something about James and the PNB report and Sean's report. Those were exemplary, both, and I think that show was probably the best of the lot for that reason. But, and one of the reasons is that almost no one, including none of the LSB members, I know this from having served on the LSB for 6 years and the PNB for 3, I didn't know nothing until I got on the PNB. And it's terribly important. In the same way as it's important to hear the mission statement over and over again, it's important to know that we're one of 5 stations and where they are and who they are and where we are in the competition for money, attention, and bylaws preference, you know. And so I think that's very helpful for the PNB members so much is executive session stuff that can't be told, but if it can be made somehow manifest what the wheels are of this organization, Pacifica Foundation are, I think it's very helpful and very, and you know, it's almost in itself a way of putting our hand out. At least you know what this organization means and how important it is nationally when you have intelligent reporting both from the LSB and the work on it and from the PNB, which in so many ways is more interesting even though so much of it is secret. Those are my additional comments. I'll stop there.
Thank you all. I just want to say that in the time remaining before Linda, or we officially adjourn, I guess, we need to reach some decision about this new offer of 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And do we want to start?
Before we go there, we do have something on the table. Now, Serene mentioned that she thought that an hour would probably be best. And I just want to have a little discussion about the idea of 1 hour, because what the way that it's formed, and this is why I did ask for a broadcast clock, the way that it's formed, you have 1 hour with one group of LSD members and then another hour with another group of LSD members and then other calls. Do you think that it would be better if we contracted this, you know, to 1 hour? And can we just have a discussion about that?
Well, that's in part what I was getting to. One of the things I wanted to say was, are we ready to make a decision about how to proceed? The 7 to 9, 1 hour, 2 hours, a fixed time each month, or have it rotate throughout the week? I don't know if we're ready to – are we ready to make those decisions yet? In terms of – hold on. Thank you, Bruce. Let me just finish my idea here.
No, sorry.
What I've been hearing thus far is that in terms of the suggestion about having an executive producer, I'm not hearing anyone in favor of that. In terms of having solicitation for poems and music throughout, I'm not hearing anyone in favor of that. So we can knock those things out. But in terms of this other stuff, I don't know if we're ready to make a decision yet. Now, in terms of your question, Linda, I can say that I do not think an hour on a monthly basis would be productive because with our clock as it is, we can barely get a full 25 minutes to a half hour of listener calls. So and that's just for four people. So to cut that, cut it from, you know, eight people ideally to half, no, I don't think that's a good idea. But how do others feel?
Since Linda changed for the sack.
But what you did was you didn't have 3 minutes to call. You had some callers 7 minutes. One caller was 12 minutes. So you did not do that. So we haven't even given that a chance at 3 minutes each. And also, I think you're misinterpreting what I'm saying in terms of music. I'm just talking about ways to transition from one program, 1 hour, if we do 2 hours, 1 hour to the next, or to transition out of the reports and the discussion on the reports into the listener call, that the sound could be more creatively used in those parts. So I'm not trying to turn this into like a variety program. I want to keep it very much on mission. So there's that. And in response to Bruce, thank you for your comments, Bruce. We just got back our Facebook page yesterday. That was not our Facebook. There were too many Facebook pages that were not our official page, so we just got it back. And I am using Twitter all the time and having training interns on using Twitter to tweet out. So we are trying to, and we got back, we got a YouTube channel, and we also got an Instagram that's a WBAI, because somebody went and took WBAI Instagram, and they were putting all of this misinformation into it. So we just got all of that back and had seized it under our name, you know, under WBAI to be used. So we will be using, and we have a YouTube channel now for video, which we just got. This is all within the last 2 days.
Wow.
So we will be using Facebook, Bruce, and everybody, you should know, more effectively in the future, because it was just, our social media was just a mess. So it's going to be, I think it's
back.
So that's what to me is on the table. Would this be 7 to 8, or would this be 7 to 9? And I do have some start dates that I did list as possibilities. So I'd like to just finish that up in this meeting before we adjourn.
And for the stack, please.
Wait, hold on. All right, so I have Bruce, I have James, I have Serene, but to be considerate of Linda and her time, I think we should hear the dates that she's offering, and then we can have a discussion amongst ourselves about how to proceed. So, Linda, please hear that.
Sorry, I do want to say something before Linda leaves. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, after Linda gives us the dates, then you can go, Serene.
Okay, thanks.
Linda?
Okay, I kind of like that 1 hour idea, but if we are doing a 2 hour, if you all have a calendar, let me just open my calendar again. I have it basically on a rotating schedule like we had it per day. Sorry, I'm just reopening my computer, which froze here. Okay, so...
So each month it would be a different day of the week. That's what you're saying?
Well, that's what we had agreed before. So
okay. Yeah, I like that.
Back.
Okay.
It's up and running. Okay, so wait, we're up to February. So if we were going to do it this month, then we have to be careful not to have it on a Wednesday, which is when we have the LSB meetings, right? So we don't want to do that. So, so for February, I looked at the Tuesday, the 23rd, from 7 to 9.
Okay.
And that's the last Tuesday of that month. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you move on to March, I looked at March 24th, which is a Wednesday, so that would move from the Tuesday to the Wednesday. The 24th would be easiest for us because of the way that we have fund drive preemptions, but I could rearrange them and make it the 31st. So it would be the 24th or the 31st, but I would need to know that because we have a 52-week schedule right now, and I'm putting it totally together. On our website and on our, you know, on our pages each day, you know, how we do it each day, or maybe you don't. But so the 24th would be not the last Wednesday of the month, but my feeling is that it might be more, you know, like a thing that you would remember, like a mnemonic, you know, if we did
it. It is the last Wednesday.
The 24th is not the last Wednesday. The 31st is the last Wednesday.
Okay, you're in March. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in March now. So so my question, so we could do the 24th. Maybe it doesn't matter. What do you think, that it's the last of the month? Maybe that doesn't matter. So my question was the 24th or the 31st. And then for April, I had, again, this, the 22nd. This moves to a Thursday. So it's the 22nd or the 29th. And then on... And as far as I'm going is May, and May would be the 28th, which is the last of the month on a Friday. So those are my questions. Maybe we should stick with the last of the month. So it would be for March, it would be the 31st. Then for April, it would be the 29th. And for May, it would be the 28th.
Yeah, that's good.
And so for for February, it would be the 23rd, if you could get ready by the 23rd. And I don't think that, and lastly, I don't think that we have put to bed the idea of an executive producer because, you know, someone like you, Janet, or three, you know, one of you, you know, or Carolyn, one of you who could just, like, go over the schedule and just make sure that it's cool and it's together. And then just, you know, I don't need to supervise if this is your thing, but I just, I am in favor of having a central person, a consistent central person. And again, I can work with you on these promos to just spice them up a little bit. Even if you used a little sound from one of the previous shows, you know, WBAI, you're on the air, this is the LSB radio show, boom, you know, tune in on, you know, something like that. So that's it. I'm kind of done.
Okay. Serene?
Okay. So, you know, WBAI is one of two stations that even has LSB reports. And Washington D.C. is the other station. They do theirs. Ooh, that is a tongue twister. I think it's usually on a Friday. At the same time, I like the idea of moving the schedule around to different days of the week so that people with different schedules each get a shot. Although if you work evenings, you're screwed every day. But there is a motion to make governance reports a part of every station's schedule that's been discussed in the governance committee, as James Sagaton would know, he's on that committee. And it would not be, it is not being discussed as a two-hour format, but there have been, I think, probably never any reports in Berkeley, probably none in L.A., nothing in Houston in many, many years. So there's an attempt to make that whole process rather uniform. And that does not include a two-hour presentation. So I know you gave dates through May, but I think it would probably be a good idea for us to not anticipate May or maybe even March, but to put something in place that so that all members of the network get the same kind of treatment in terms of access to information. Just an FYI.
Point of information, is this motion anywhere near passage?
I hope so. You know, because I think the reason that the case stations have all these people signing on to change the bylaws in ways that the rest of us, many of the rest of us object to, is that they have no idea what is happening, how governance works, what their rights are, what their obligations are as members. So I hope this is going to pass.
So even if it passes, we can still schedule this, and then we can always make changes and adjustments, but at least we have on our schedule what we're planning.
I agree with that.
I don't object. I just wanted to make sure that it was understood.
Okay, thank you. I really do appreciate that, but I'm trying to work out the 52-week schedule now, and I want to at least have this, you know, in there till, you know, through May. I stopped after May for the time being.
Okay. Let me get back to Bruce and James.
When I made that Facebook comment, it wasn't a criticism in any way, shape, or form. I know everybody's got the bee sting, bee stung me in the same place six times thing going on, but it wasn't a criticism. It was a suggestion.
No, taken.
And if Linda could forward the URLs for all these new social media things to the group, that would be great. I mean, I see the 30,000 foot purpose of this program is to generate listener involvement so that the listeners are involved. And they, you know, Carolyn made this point before, you know, that most people don't realize that they're actually shareholders or owners or members or whatever you want to call it. You know, they think, well, I just paid and I listened, but they don't realize that they're actually responsible for voting and saying what they want the radio station to do. In terms of the time slot, why not send an email out to Berthold's Constant Contact list and the foundation member list and say, hey, guys, we have this LSB show. When would you like to hear it? When would you like it to be on? I mean, even if that doesn't work, people go like, oh, you mean there's an LSB show? I didn't know there was an LSB show. Let me go and listen to it. And then finally, in terms of the Nielsen stats, I really don't think those people meters or whatever they're using, you know, gives an accurate picture. Most people today are listening on their phones. I listen on my computer, or even additionally, a lot of times I don't listen to it live. I'll go to the archive and fish it off. So since the LSB show doesn't contain any copyrighted music, and there's no licensing thing, you know, maybe you could put the last one right on the website and say, hey, we had this LSB show. You want to listen to it? Just click here. That's it. I'm done.
James? James?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Thank you. I had to unmute. Some quick points. As for an executive producer, I am in favor of an executive producer, someone who will take responsibility for keeping the thing on track and also maintaining preparation in between shows. I hope that we can get a radio professional to do that. I don't know if Sean is offering his services or whether Janet is either. I would like to get someone who knows about being an executive producer and has experience in that role, which would be good. I think that the rotating, I'm interested in hearing more about the benefit of a rotating schedule versus a fixed schedule have a fixed schedule. I guess we would be permanently preempting a block of time, and I don't know how that fits into the program director's plans and how that will affect the grid, and I don't think we want to keep preempting the same program all the time, but I do appreciate the argument that if you just have a set time, then only people who can listen at that time will ever hear it, and other people who can't make their schedule fit that time period will not. So that could be a problem. Let me see here. I'm not clear on whether having this kind of programming mandated around the network is actually going to be effective in presenting the alternative to the bylaws changes that have been presented in the past and were strongly defeated and will hopefully be strongly defeated next time, as far as I'm concerned. But I think the management at the stations that support such changes to the bylaws will probably dominate this kind of programming and make it ineffective as a counterbalance, but I'm willing to give it a try because we need to do something to break the ice in those stations. Also, this situation with the motion in the governance committee, I did vote in favor of the motion requiring this kind of programming at the other stations. In fact, I was rather shocked to find out that this didn't go on at the other stations, which I certainly think that it should. As to whether or not an hour or 2 hours is appropriate, I think the motion mentions an hour, but I think we could possibly amend the motion to say an hour would be a minimum, because I do think, at least for the LSB show, the two-hour format is necessary in order to get everybody a chance to make their point and to still have time for a dialogue and listener phone calls. So I think the two-hour format is more appropriate. So there's just a few comments. Thanks.
All right. It is 3:25. How do folks want to proceed?
Is Linda gone from the meeting?
No, I'm still here. I would like it just to be resolved because I'm really working on scheduling. So I just want to know, are we going to go, is it going to be 2 hours or is it going to be an hour? And would the first one be February 23rd? That's what I wanted to know.
I would vote yes on that. Do we want to take a vote? Yes, on what? On the schedule you've laid out.
Wait, Janet, what are you voting yes for? She mentioned two things. What is the yes for?
The yes was for the schedule she's mapped out, that we should accept it and proceed from there.
Okay,
we have
so
these four shows.
Okay, so the schedule I mapped out, let's all be clear. Here's what it is. It's a two-hour show. It starts in February. It goes February 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m., March 31st, 7 to 9 p.m., April 29th, 7 to 9 p.m., and May 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. Is that good? Is that agreed?
I like it.
I would vote yes for that.
Could you clarify if those are all the same day?
No, they're different days.
No,
they're different days.
That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, I would vote yes.
Do you need me to say again which days of the week that is?
No, I'll vote yes.
It's Tuesday through Friday.
23rd is a Tuesday, then the March 31st is a Wednesday, and then April 29th is a Thursday, and then May 28th is a Friday. So it goes a different day of the week, but it's 7 to 9. I can preempt. In other words, I'll recreate our fund drive evening preemption so that those shows don't get preempted twice in a month. That's why I'm trying to get this together. So I can make sure of that. Okay?
Okay, uh-huh. That's good. Okay.
Okay. The other request, though, is I really do want an executive producer, and I want to be able to create and make sure that the carts that come on are not the same. So I really do strongly desire that the, that you guys figure out an executive producer. And I want to thank you so much for this meeting. And please email me and let me know anything else that you need to know from me. Okay? And I'm going to go on.
Oh, I need to know when is a good time to reach you later. I don't want to exaggerate your
Janet, why
schedule.
Don't you give me a call back at, let's research. Why don't you give me a call back in an hour? Is that good?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Take care.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye,
thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, so how do folks want to proceed with this executive producer idea?
Well, I would consider doing it jointly with Sean, but the burden of a two-hour show every month, I mean, we've sort of been quasi-producing it from afar, just casting it, really, is all we've been doing, but we might think of how, you know, I would discuss it further from a radio point of view with Sean, if it's a necessity to have an executive producer.
Ruth, for a sec.
Huh?
Want to speak. Go ahead, Ruth.
And here.
Might be a really good opportunity to drag an intern in to help you guys and do a lot of the grunt work.
Well, to a certain degree, the grunt work is kind of the producing, you know what I mean? Because you get a chance to talk to the people that you're putting into the show. And what we don't do, really, is discuss with the facilitator what his or her obligations are in terms of focusing the thing, and we don't really do anything, really. They just do the content of the report. It's up to anybody to, you know, they can talk about their grandmother's soup if they want to, as it is now.
Yeah, but I mean, there's other parts to it, like somebody needs to do the posting on Facebook. Somebody needs to come up with some theme music, which, by the way, that Brian DeShazer video, Pacifica Radio Archives, Guardians of History, might give you some real nice sound bites. But, you know, there's a bunch of stuff, housekeeping stuff that a young person could easily do that would, you know, take the load off of people that already don't have any spare time.
This is three.
James for the stack.
Hold on. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so... and I hope we're not going to stay on much longer, now that you are all lovely people, but it is 3:30. I don't think that have the directors appeared since the election? I don't think I heard the show last month, if there was a show last month.
No, that was the whole issue. We only did the last show in December. We didn't do a show in January.
Okay. So I think we should, I think we should, I think we should just plan for the directors and the officers to be there for February and wait and see what comes out of the national board motion, because the intention of that motion is to also have people here from national management, which never happens, so that people actually don't have a very good global picture here from the cabs. And I don't know that any... I don't even know what's happening with this cab, as I said. They've been having essentially what are secret meetings, closed session meetings, which I'm sure is not legal. But all of those things need to be considered when a schedule is being put together. So I should certainly plan a meeting for late for late February, but just go ahead and plan the next scheduled appearance for February 23rd, because I have some concerns about how the lists were being put together, the list of participants were being put together. But let's see what we're dealing with first.
James, you were next.
Yeah, I wanted to feed off of Bruce's idea about an intern helping. One of Linda's proposals was to have some social media interactivity with the show so that people could be asking questions, you know, over social media. And that's a great place where possibly an intern could assist. We didn't really talk about that aspect of her thinking, but certainly would keep the show lively and moving. Good way to fill in if you don't have a caller is take somebody who's, you know, come in on some other media. So just a thought.
Carolyn on the staff?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
What Bruce was getting at and what James clarified really comes down to a Zoom call with the chat function down the screen on the side. Do we want to consider putting this show on a Zoom call and having people sign up? It would certainly make keeping track of the traffic better. Easier.
How do you do the phone calls?
Well, you can call into a Zoom call and be not on camera. I usually, when I'm on a Zoom call, am not on camera. I never have time to comb my hair right. So it's quite possible to go in by phone, but the chat function is visual. And someone would have to say, I'd like to be on the stack or make a comment. And the chat functions can be recorded, and they could be sent out on request. How's that? You know, for people who miss the chat, they could get an email of it. It can be recorded on paper, on print, and then sent out to people who request it. I think we have a great opportunity here to really increase listenership and get people involved. So I would just throw that out, that the Zoom would have the functions that are being suggested here. I think Twitter is great, but just a thought. Maybe we need another meeting to talk about this.
Or a stack again.
A chat.
Bruce.
Bruce. Okay, go ahead, Bruce.
Did you hear me answer the stack?
I'm sorry. Is that you, Serene?
Yeah, I had asked before Bruce, but
let Serene go first.
Okay, go ahead, Serene. I wasn't sure if you were asking for the stack or just muttering under your breath. I wasn't sure what that was.
Serene for the stack.
You're
an engineer. You can tell me if my concern is irrational. But the idea of having strangers on a Zoom call that's going to be broadcast, I have license concerns. But I've never run a Zoom call, so maybe there's a way to just make sure only the right people, quote, right people, are able to speak during parts of that process.
What does that mean? Yeah, they can mute the people and only the people who are designated to speak can speak.
Correct. Pat took the words out of my mouth. That's a similar process that's done on the LSB,
right. I get it.
LSB meetings. Okay, and James? Oh, was it Bruce? I called him.
Bruce.
Okay, go ahead, Bruce.
The other thing about having an intern is, you know, maybe he or she could help with the facilitator. There's a show on called Caribbean Voices, which is a fantastic show. And he has a young lady on the show with him called Harmony. And it's just like a back and forth between the two of them. And it really works. And young people like to listen to young people. So if they hear a young person's voice, they're going to be much more likely to listen to what's going on. And give the young person some radio time. I mean, it just makes it a lot more lively. Listen to the Caribbean Voices and listen to the banter between the host and Harmony. It's really effective. That's it.
Serene?
Catherine.
And then James, please.
Okay. So Harmony is not a part of Caribbean Voices. Harmony is part of On the Count. As Sean knows, I think he engineers for them on Saturdays. And
all right, I got her number.
On Saturdays.
Whoever.
And Caribbean Voices is an entirely different program that comes on Saturday afternoon. I don't know how, quote, young Harmony is, but since you raised the issue of youth, I think you might be referring to Tamara, who comes on with Isaac, but something.
Yeah, I think I was. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay, James?
I don't intend to speak for Serene, but by raising the license issues, she reminded me that I don't think that I'm not sure how you would control. Can you get a delay on a Zoom call? If you were using Zoom and we had people who we didn't know who they were and didn't know if they might, you know, use one of the seven words you're not allowed to use or do something else that would be an issue, can that be controlled? When I was thinking of social media, I was thinking more along the lines of the kind of social media that involved typing and being able to read what a person's question is first, and that kind of social media. That's all.
Okay. The way I envisioned that is that, A, we have been using Zoom. Catherine sets this up, and the board members, you know, make the connection through her Zoom account, and the board members and directors are able to speak on air. That comes up, I should say, are able to speak through Zoom, and Max brings that up on the board, so it goes on the air. Now, these other people that you're advocating to be part of the Zoom call, those folks would be muted and have access to the chat feature, and they could text, they could write down their comments or questions, what have you. And I guess it would be up to the engineer, thus far it's been Max, to read those things on the air for us. That's how I envision this working. So you don't have to worry about other people calling in and getting on the air and saying this, that, or the other, profanity. Max would still have access to the dump button. So that's not a big concern. But it would just be more people to wrangle. It's just easier to keep those people, if we decide to take that route, to call in on Zoom, keep them muted, and just use the chat feature. And, yeah, Catherine has chat feature in her Zoom. That's no big deal. But the fundamental question here, going back to Janet's proposal, is that she and I would be the executive producers. Well, this needs some discussion because I'm not sure how it would factor into our empowerment motion. So we need to look at that. But I don't know that we can resolve that right now on this call because it's rather a lengthy meeting, as I anticipated it would be. But
right.
When it gets too lengthy, people's nerves and get frayed and their attention spans drop. So I would suggest that Janet and I have this discussion and we can get back to the group about how we think it's best to proceed.
Go ahead. I thought you were done.
No, but for the time being, we do have the February date already secured for the show, and we know the first show of every year is always officers and directors. So there's no
limitation there.
There's no limitation.
There is a limitation there already, yeah.
There's no hiccup there in terms of, you know, what
right.
needs to be done. All right, so Serene, you wanted to say something.
Right, so, well, that's why I propose that we just leave everything else in abeyance and just go ahead and plan the show for the 23rd, except we should also plan a meeting for that week. And I guess you can poll people, or you can just say the show is Tuesday, let's meet Thursday, or whatever. I don't really care how we get to that, but I would like to be involved. There's no rule that says only two people can be involved in the planning of the show, and I think if there are going to be two people involved in the planning of the show, it shouldn't be two people from the same faction.
I don't think a faction has something to do with executive producing a program. I can't really see the place of factionalism in this at all, to tell you the truth. I do see professionalism as being an issue. However...
Are you suggesting that you'd like to be part of that discussion with myself and Janet, Serene?
I'd like to be part of the team, very much so.
Okay.
Is Carolyn on the stick?
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think the onerous part of it probably doesn't need three people, but let me volunteer... as a non-radio professional, what I can, because I know that this is might be, especially for Janet, a little bit onerous. If you have notices that need to get out to board members about times or rules that you're thinking about, et cetera, if you need things transmitted to whoever's on social media, on the internet, I can volunteer that, typing and keeping a list of who gets what and get all that information out about, to save you all the drudge work of what shall I call it, the pedantic secretarial work that needs to be done that I think I hear Sean thinking about hard. I'll be glad to help with whatever that, if you tell me to, you know, get a memo out. Here's a copy, send it out to so-and-so, and here's a text, and we want this distributed here and there. I will be glad to take on that chore. Not
James, for the stack.
Thank you, Carolyn. James?
Yeah, I thought the idea of an executive producer, and correct me if I'm wrong, is to have one person who's primarily responsible. It sounds like we're wandering down the path of executive production by committee, and I'm not sure how consistent that is with the notion of an executive producer. And I think an executive producer can have as many assistants as that person can get or can find to volunteer. But I really think the idea was that one person would be Linda's contact point and, you know, the person who would have the responsibility to organize the thing and get the volunteers doing what they do.
Well, I think growing the committee, the growing the producership, the reason I suggested Sean and me was that we've been doing it really to the degree that we've been producing, we've been doing it already. And that would really, to make it, yes, it would make it, to have more than two is out of the question, I think. That's no executivity at all.
This is
so, I won't participate in.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I don't know how many people work collectively. I mean, I'm going to assume that, for example, I heard Janet, I don't know what it was. I heard Janet doing an Irish festival, sort of off Irish, I don't know, maybe two, three Sunday nights ago, which was really interesting, by the way. And Janet.
It was Black Irish. It was a Black Irish show. Black people were also Irish.
Well, one person was black, and I thought the other
or
person...
Or Irish people who were also black. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was one woman who I think might have been Arab? I don't know.
Might have been what?
But anyway, maybe Arab.
She was Indian.
Okay. Okay.
She was
so
black.
An Asian and...
She was Irish Indian.
Okay. That's funny.
From India.
Yes.
All right.
Got it. I thought she was Arab, not Asian. But I was.
No, she was not.
You were the host. You would know.
Right.
But at any rate, that's a show that is collectively produced. On the Count is collectively produced. The idea, first of all, you know, just because Linda thinks we need to have a quote executive producer doesn't mean we need to have an executive producer. You know, no disrespect intended. She has PDs generally want to have to deal with one person. That has long been a complaint in just about every program in every station because that's simplest for them. But the group itself can decide how it wants to operate. So we can either take the position, well, these two people have done it, and therefore these two people shall always do it. Or we can, as with many other things that happen, you make room at the table for someone else. But we're not going to spend another half an hour on the phone.
I don't have time to eat at this table. I'm just making it clear to you that I feel Linda made some suggestions.
Janet,
you want to do it? Did you want to do it? Under certain circumstances, I would do it.
And allowing her to do it.
What?
I thought you were finished with your statement.
Me too.
She was responding to you.
No, she was responding in a meeting. If you want the floor, you ask for the floor. You don't just cut in. I've asked for the floor every time I've wanted to say something. Does the same rule not apply?
Okay.
No, but you're giving me a good reason why I don't want to have three executive producers.
Yeah, because you want to do it your way.
Correct.
Without any
without you specifically,
else.
Serene,
stop,
I have
stop,
to be
stop,
honest.
Stop,
I have
stop,
to found
stop,
it very
stop,
hard
stop,
to work
stop.
With you.
Ladies, stop, stop.
Okay.
Okay, this is what I was trying to avoid by having these meetings
go on
too long. Serene, are you finished with your point?
I am.
Okay. How we proceed from here is a question. James made a very valid point, picked up by Janet, which is we're veering down the road of a bunch of executive producers. Remember, I said during the meeting I wasn't in favor of executive producer. But since, you know, Janet came up towards the end, or I think James suggested Janet, and then she kind of tried to pull me in, I said we have a discussion about how to do that. I didn't say I'm willing to do that. I wasn't committing myself.
Right.
I just said, let's have a discussion about how that would work.
Right.
Now, Serene wants to be part of that discussion about how it would work. Are we clear on what that discussion is?
Carolyn on the stage, if I may.
Let me finish. Serene, is that clear to you what we're having a discussion about? Because we're not going to solve that right now.
I'd like to be part of the team that has any discussion that plans the show. I don't think it's a privilege that ought to be restricted to two people for the duration of the committee's life, which is pretty much what we've had.
But I'm saying I don't know that there's going to be a team. It may be just one person.
Right. We were discussing it.
So at this point, there's no team to be a part of to have that discussion because we don't have the team in place yet. It's just a discussion about how to proceed. So if we're clear on that, okay, Carolyn, what did you want to say?
Well, I hope I didn't confuse things. I'm not offering to join a team.
We were clear about what you were offering. That's something else entirely.
And mostly to Janet, I didn't think, you know, if she wanted the secretarial help, I'm there, that's all. But no, I agree with you, no team. Thank you.
Well, that's if we even have a team, or even have an executive producer.
Because you need one person with an assistant. You need one executive producer and somebody helping. But from it was quite clear to me that Linda wants to deal with one person. She's evidently had some issues, and she would like to deal with one person, not two or three.
Well, one person. Regarding a logistics and creative standpoint.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Not just one person, you know, scheduling the dates, which is what I've been doing with her. That's a whole other McGiller that she's talking about there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so as it stands now.
Is Bruce on? No, I guess he's not.
Okay. Well,
so as it stands now.
Jen and I are having a discussion about how to proceed. There is no team to plan shows. We're just having a discussion about how to proceed, if there is even to be an executive producer.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Linda wants an executive producer. She proposed that. Some people have repeated it throughout this meeting. And we're taking it not as a committee discussion, but as a discussion that you and Janet will have about how we proceed. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, how we will proceed.
How she and I will proceed. Other people can step up to be the executive producer if they so desire. Well,
sure.
Once we let you know, hey, we decided not to do this, or this sounds interesting, do whatever. You know, there are people interested in becoming assistants, if you will.
Okay. I don't know that preparing an email is so complicated an issue that someone needs to assist someone in sending it out. But, I mean, by the time you're done with your instructions and relaying it back and forth, you might have almost done it yourself. But I don't understand how what is supposed to be a committee decision becomes a Sean and Janet decision. What am I missing here?
Everything.
The committee is not deciding that Sean and Janet are the executive producers. Sean and Janet are having that discussion among themselves to decide how they want to proceed.
James Rosack?
Does that make sense?
Not to me, but it is 4 o'clock.
James?
Yeah, I just want to observe that it seems like right now we have people who are willing to be part of a team. We have some people who are willing to consider being either a lone executive director or a member of more than one person that's going to be an executive director. So I think everybody needs to go back and consider what they want to do. And then we can have another meeting where we can get some firm idea of what structures are available based on who's willing to step forward. And then we can have a further discussion. In the alternative, we could have a motion right now from whoever wishes to make one as to what the team would consist of or what the executive director position would consist of. So I think those are our two alternatives.
Well, I don't know that we're ready to have such a motion yet because
things
are not in place.
As Sean said earlier, he has never been in favor of the executive producer idea, so that the discussion about a collaboration or a team is one he has to think through himself. In a sense, I'm persuading him to think of it.
But
it's not like I've never collaborated on a production team before. I've done it my entire life. David Dozer is my co-producer on another show, even though I do most of it. He has grown old. But that's not like it's foreign to me. What isn't foreign to me either is difficulties of working, of collaborating. I know them, very familiar with them. Okay?
James, again, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to prolong this. I was merely pointing out that we could either have a motion now and proceed to a vote, or we could wait for people to consider whether they individually wish to be an executive director or whether they want some other form of executive director, and we could do that at the next meeting. So I'm kind of putting it back to the chair to declare the obvious, which is I think we don't know how we want to proceed yet, and people need to think about it for a while before we come back.
Well, yes, you took the words out of my mouth. Based on the discussion thus far, it sounds as though we'll have to bring it back to the committee for another meeting to see what to do. All right. So on that note, thank you all for your time and your patience. This has been a very constructive meeting.
It was very good.
Sean?
Yes, ma'am.
My question was, are we going to choose a meeting date for the last week of February now, or do you want to run a poll?
I'll run a poll. You were looking at Thursday?
At after Tuesday, since the show's on.
Yeah, well,
I cannot do Thursday, ever.
Okay, well, someday after the Tuesday show is what you're having on.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll poll people and we'll see how that goes.
Cool.
As always, right? As usual.
Okay. So thank you all for your time and your patience. The meeting is officially adjourned.